There's fresh evidence that Australia's growing obesity crisis could lead to a significant increase in chronic conditions such as kidney disease. Living with kidney disease feels like a full-time job for Sydney man Peter Slocum. While undergoing treatment at the Royal North Shore Hospital, he says his career as a carpenter has been replaced by at least 3 days a week on dialysis.
It's 6 hours on it, so there's preparation time getting here, so it's like it's a full work day, and then you sort of, at the end of it, it's very draining and tiring. So you feel like you've worked, but you're just sat here doing nothing.
When Mr. Slocum was diagnosed 8 years ago, he was 50 kilograms heavier than he is today. He says the extra weight has delayed his chance of a transplant.
I had a brother that offered me a kidney, but it didn't happen because they like to transplant at an ideal body weight, and I was always above that, so it never happened. Now he's actually had problems himself, so he can't do it at all.
In Peter Slocum's case, the obesity didn't cause the disease, but in many cases it does. A report entitled Rising Obesity Rates Tip Australia Towards Kidney Disease Crisis by Kidney Health Australia has highlighted the link between the two. Professor Carol Pollock is the director of the non-profit organization and a kidney specialist. She says it's not difficult to see why they're related.
So obesity contributes to about a third of the cases of people who have chronic kidney disease. And it does that directly because, if you like, if somebody is a bigger person, the kidneys need to work harder to clear the toxins. And so that can put a strain on the kidneys. But also, obesity is associated with diabetes and high blood pressure, and both of those, unfortunately, account for more than 50% of the cases of end-stage kidney disease that we see.
2 in every 3 Australians are overweight or obese. According to the report, those who are overweight are 1.5 times more likely to develop kidney disease. Those who are obese are twice as likely to be affected. The report reveals that in the 16 health areas across the country where obesity rates are above the national average, the majority of cases have higher than average estimated rates of chronic kidney disease. The chief executive of Kidney Health Australia, Michaela Stafrace, says she hopes the findings will cause people to adopt healthier lifestyles.
Well, the most important thing now is that if they do find that they're overweight, please, please, please go and see your GP and have a kidney check. The other thing they can do, which is just as easy, is to go along to a Guardian or a Amcal pharmacy and do a kidney check. You can purchase those over the counter. But certainly things like making sure their blood pressure is under control, that they're not smoking, keeping away from sugary drinks, all of those things contribute to reducing the impact of obesity and therefore relieving the pressure on their kidneys.
That warning is particularly relevant for Indigenous Australians who are at a 5 times greater risk of developing kidney disease. With obesity levels increasing every year, the overall number of people with kidney disease is also expected to skyrocket. In terms of those in need of dialysis or transplants, there were fewer than 20,000 patients in 2011. By 2020, that number is expected to exceed 31,000. Professor Carol Pollock says that's going to put pressure on the health system.
We spend about $4.1 billion per year on caring for people with chronic kidney disease. In America, they spend about 7% of their Medicaid budget on it. And with the increasing rate, you can translate that into an increasing amount of dollars.